Our Royal Valley locker room chat continues here tonight on KNZA 103.9. Brandon Tabman now joined by boys basketball coach, that is Chris Brown, and is presented by Holton Community Hospital, Hoyt Family Practice. Panthers playing some good basketball right now. We'll talk about the win over Holton on Tuesday. That was a 62-45 final. But, Coach, I want to go back here for at least kind of maybe the last couple of weeks. You've won four of your last five. The only loss in your midseason tournament at the Panther Classic, that was against a very good Wabunsee team, but wins over Santa Fe Trail, Chapman, and then out of the tournament, Riverside, and, of course, most recently, Holton on Tuesday. Where's the confidence level with the team right now as we're hitting that back half of the schedule?
Yeah, we feel really good about how we're playing. You know, the biggest difference, I thought we've defended well all year, and I think that our guys are very coachable and understand game plans and do a good job of adjusting during the game. But we've just been a little inconsistent shooting the ball. And like you said, the last couple weeks, man, the three-point shots kind of come alive for us, and none better than it was last night against Holton. So, you know, if we feel like we can guard people and, you know, I think we share the ball okay, then if we can add that dimension of being able to hit shots from the outside, it certainly helps our team quite a bit.
Yeah, and your last four wins, 63 points, 69, 58, and then 62, that will certainly suffice. And if you can continue to keep that range up, you're going to put yourself in a very good position night in and night out, and that'll certainly be the case on Friday when you go to Sabetha. Talk about that one in a moment, but I guess on the flip side of that, you feel good about how things are going, but what's one thing or two you're really trying to stress and still improve on to make sure that you're playing your best down the home stretch?
Yeah, movement offensively. Sometimes we get a little stagnant, turn it into a little bit too much of one-on-one stuff. So we're at our best when we're cutting and getting to the rim and sharing the ball. So just need to do a good job of continuing moving. And I think we still foul too much. I think, you know, last night against Holton, good example of that. We got up big early, and then it was just kind of a back-and-forth game the rest of the day, but we were fouling them too much. So just being a little more disciplined defensively, keeping teams off the free throw line. You know, my biggest deal is make them earn every point they get. Don't give them anything easy.
9-5 after the win, 6-4 in league play. And you kind of mentioned maybe a negative there, fouling quite a bit in that win over Holton, which was 62-45. But I guess on the flip side, would you really like a big positive from that win?
The first quarter, we played as good as we've played and probably as good as we could play. You know, we gave up zero offensive rebounds. We had eight assists, zero turnovers. We shot the ball well from three. So, you know, it's always great when you kind of envision what your peak looks like. And then when you go see it out on the court, then obviously it's good knowing, you know, what your potential is if you reach it. Now, Holton wasn't at full strength, and we know that game would have been a lot different if they would have had a couple of their guys playing that weren't able to play last night. But you have to play against the five that are on the court, and early in that game we were as good as we can play and really took it to them.
It's never easy in the Big Seven, and that's certainly the case coming up with your next game on Friday. You got to go to Sabetha right now, still undefeated, number one in 3A. I remember broadcasting the first meeting back on December 9th. It was obviously on your home floor. You played them down the home stretch. Sabetha was able to win it 70-64. As we go into this matchup, which, again, the last one out seemed like a long time ago, what's maybe a big difference between now and then with your team? And then maybe what do you see from Sabetha that might be a little bit different?
Well, for us, you know, we lost that game just due to one stat, and it was offensive rebounds for them. And I think we're in a lot better place now than we were then. You know, our identity in rebounding the ball has changed quite a bit, and that's been another key to our recent, you know, run of success. So we know when you go up there, listen, they're not going to miss a lot of shots. They're so skilled. So when they miss it, you better get the dang rebound or you're going to be in trouble. So we got to rebound the ball well, and we've been doing a better job of that. They're so balanced, you know, and they were balanced early in the year, but they still are, you know. They only take great shots because they know if they are patient and move the ball that they're going to have somebody who's capable of knocking it down. So, you know, just have to be sound defensively and take advantage of the few mistakes that they're going to make. And, you know, like I said, when they miss a shot, make sure we're the ones that get the rebound. And then on the offensive end, you got to find a way to match them. That's kind of how our game was with them last time, that we were able to stay competitive because we had some guys go make some shots and make some plays. So you're playing the number one team in the state. You're not going to beat them by not playing well. We know we have to bring our absolute A game and give ourselves a chance to have a chance by taking care of the ball and knocking down shots, and then see what happens if you turn it into a four-quarter game.
should be a lot of fun. Friday, Royal Valley on the road at Sabetha. That's Chris Brown, Panthers boys basketball coach, joining us. Playing good basketball is Royal Valley right now. Three straight wins. Four of their last five they have won as well. Could get a 10th win on the year if they can go up and get a win at Sabetha on Friday night. Coach, we appreciate it very much. Good luck Friday. We will talk to you next week.
All right. Thank you. Sounds good.